Shalom uvracha. This week's sadra is Yisro, the giving of the Torah. 7 weeks after the Bnei Yisrael attained physical freedom with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they will attain spiritual freedom with the giving of the Torah. Parashat Yisro is a relatively short parasha. It begins in Perek Yud Ches, when Yisro, Moshe's father-in-law, meets the Israelites in their encampment, and Yisro gives advice. How can Moshe judge alone? He's going to become tired. Lo tov hadavar asher ata osa, nabal tiba, gam ata, gam ha'am hazeh, ki kaved mim chadavar. Yisro suggests that Moshe should appoint lower courts. Davar yiksham, whatever is difficult for the lower courts will come to Moshe. He'll remain the chief justice, but Moshe needs lower courts. That's Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches is the preparation for Matan Torah, the laws, the God's calling to Moshe Rabbeinu, the instructions to the people to prepare for Matan Torah. And finally, Perek Chaf is the giving of the Torah, the Aseret Dibros. It ends with some Inyani Korbanos, the Mizbech Adama, Mizbech Avanim. Okay. So I want to talk about something specific in Perek Yud Ches. Once again, we see how time this Torah is relates to Minyan Adioma. We're told in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, V'har Sinai Ashan Kulo, Mipnei Asher Yarvad Alav Hashem Be'ish. Excuse me. Har Sinai was smoking in its entirety, because Hashem Kaviyachod descended upon it in fire. V'yal Ashno Ka'ashan Akivshan. The smoke ascended from the mountain like the smoke of a lion pit, like a furnace. V'yachod Kol Ha'ar Ma'od. The entire mountain was shaking very much. Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayhi kol shofar holeich v'chazak ma'od. The sound of the shofar blast was going and increasing strongly, very much. Moshe yedaber v'alukim ya'anenu b'kol. Moshe would speak and God would respond in a voice. Vayered Hashem al har Sinai v'al shahar. Even though Targum Unkla says that there is no anthropomorphic quality, so Targum Unkla would not talk about it, Hashem descended at Mount Sinai. Upon Har Sinai, Targum Unkla says, "V'iskili Hashem al Torah de Sinai." Hashem revealed Himself upon Mount Sinai, Avoshahar, to the peak of the mountain. Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Avoshahar, Vayal Moshe, and Hashem called to Moshe from the top of the mountain, and Moshe ascended. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Aleph. And Hashem said to Moshe, "Raid ha'ed ba'am, go down, warn the people. Pen yaharsu al Hashem." Lest they will destroy to Hashem. Why will they destroy to Hashem? What does that mean? Liros, they want to see what's happening on the mountain. They might want to ascend the mountain. They want to see the Shekhinah. Many will fall. Only Moshe was allowed on the mountain at the time of the giving of the Torah. Not the people, not the animals, not the Kohanim, not even Aaron. Only Moshe. Not Yehoshua, Masharis Moshe. So Hashem says to Moshe, go down and warn the people. They should not be destroyed. Lest many fall. Rashi says, lest many fall. Maybe only one person will break rank. Maybe only one person will try and ascend the mountain. And a family man of Rav says, Rashi, kol ma sheyipal mehem, v'afilu hu yechidi, chashuv l'fanai Rav. Listen to these words. Kol ma sheyipal mehem, however many fall from Am Yisrael, v'afilu hu yechidi, even if it's only one, chashuv l'fanai Rav. It's considered before Kosh Baruch Hu as many. Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Laman Zayin Aleph, the Mishnah quoted by the Gemara Sanhedrin Laman Zayin Aleph, Kol Matzil Nefesh Echas Bisrael Kilu Hitu Olamale, Kol Ma'abed Nefesh Echas Bisrael Kilu Ibed Olamale. Whoever saves the life of Israel is as if he saved the whole world. Whoever destroys or causes to be lost the life in Israel, it's as if he causes to be lost or destroyed the whole world. Rashi tells us, even if one Jew falls, Nechshav l'fanei kirov, Kadosh Baruch Hu considers it like many losses. That should we say, manomer manadaber. That should we say, since Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah Tavshim Pei Dalet, what has become known as the infamous day of October the 7th. It's incomprehensible to our minds. The degree of losses, the degree of nafam min rav, kol ma sheyipal mehem avafilu hu yechidi, chashuv l'fanai kirov. I'm going to quote an excerpt from the Hesped that Hadass Lowenstern, Shatechia, gave as she accompanied her husband, Elisha Lowenstern, Elisha Levi ben Sharon v'tzvi Hashem yikom damo, to his final rest. Elisha was 38 years old, the father of six children. At the time he fell at ages 12, fell in December, ages 12 through a baby, 10 months. And he was potter from serving because of his Kenainer family size. When his last daughter, Ruth, was born, she was 10 at the time her father fell, he received his discharge paper from Miluim, and he called up and he said, "What do you mean I'm discharged? I want to continue to serve my country." His family had made Aliyah when he was much younger. The Ben Torah, the last picture taken of him in Gaza, was him sitting in a chair learning Torah, learning the Rambam. His wife, Hadar Shetichya, in her husband, Eretz Yisrael nicknamed B'Yisurim, aval bazeh he nicknamed Mamash. She quotes the Gemara. Eretz Yisrael is acquired through Yisurim, through travail, through affliction, through difficulty and struggle. But it is literally Mamash acquired through Yisurim. Ani mevakesha mikol misha po umikol Am Yisrael. I request everyone who is attending this Levayin, I request from all of Am Yisrael, hakoev hu gadol v'atzum. The pain is so great and so strong. Aval tzarich labit al ma'arot b'perspektivia shel netzach. Despite the tremendous pain, and it is great and powerful, this pain. It is great and awesome, this pain. We all need to look at these events from the perspective of eternity. K'she yetzata l'mechaba b'motzei simchat Torah. Amarti l'cha shakal sfarim shebesfiria shelanu mekani b'cha. She addresses her husband, and she says, when you went to war, when you left the house on Motzei Simchat Torah, I said to you, all of the Sfarim in our library are jealous of you. HaRambam, HaRamban, HaPrit Tzadik, HaRitba. Kulam hei mit chalafim itcha b'shnia. It would have all changed places with you in a second. Zachita la'asot et ma'ashal alpayim shana yehudim rachamo. You are zocha to do what 2,000 years of Jews have only dreamed of. Latzet v'lehagen ala amva aretz. To go out and to defend the nation, defend the land. Mitata mavet kibarim. You died a hero's death. Ota et midait tzava ha'agana l'Yisrael. Oches b'neshach. You died wearing the military uniform of the Tzva Agana l'Yisrael, the IDF. You were holding a gun, a weapon to defend us. Ba'met tzarich lismalach. Truthfully, we should rejoice. V'lehagid toda al zeh. We should say thank you. Sha'am Yisrael chozer la'artzo. That Am Yisrael has returned to its land. V'baseispa et ribonoto. Once again, we've established our sovereignty. V'sheyesh lanu et ha'efsharut la'gen al atzmeidu. That we have the possibility to defend ourselves. V'da yesh od derech la'avar. It's true, we have a long way still to go. Ha'gulo lo histayama. The gula, the redemption is not complete. Aval anachnu kulanu chayim b'neis, but we are all living by miracle. B'neis nikrat kumat Am Yisrael b'artzo. We are living by the neis that is called the establishment of the nation of Israel in its land. Anachnu shivurei lev, we are brokenhearted. Aval zah biglal sheyesh lanu lev, but we are brokenhearted because we have a heart. U'lechol sonei Yisrael b'asher hem sham, and to all the haters of Israel, wherever they may be found. Lo tuchu la'olam l'Am Yisrael, you will never overcome, you will never be victorious over Am Yisrael. Lo tuchlu lanu misibat achat. You will never be victorious. You will never win over us. For one reason, anachnu hatov v'atem hara. We represent the good in the world. You are the evil. V'atov tamid minatzeich. And the good will always prevail. Hermotzchim otanu ki tza'aknu ba'olam lo tirtzach. I just realized something. Wow. Mamish wow. I chose this piece for Parshas Yisro. For Rashi, who tells us, Kol ma sheyipal mehem, v'afilu yichidi chashuv l'fanai rav. Whoever falls, however many fall from Am Yisrael, it's considered like many. And because we can't talk about, and we can't eulogize thousands of victims, rachmana litzlan, shemasu nafsham al kiddush Hashem, I chose to speak about one, kadosh. I did not even realize when I prepared this, that Hadassir in her Hasbad references Lo Tirtzach, the sixth of the Aseret Hadibro, Perachav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Further connection to our Parsha. Hadass says, we are the good and they are the evil, and the good will always win. Hey Motzchim Otanu Kitzo Kimbo Olam Lo Tirtzach. They come to us because we scream in the world. Aseret Hadibro. Lo Tirtzach, thou shalt not murder. Kachaya Omer Mori v'Rabbi Harav Drachman Zecher Tzadik Levracha Shatmal Haya Yom Hashana Rishon L'Ptirato. She's quoting in that statement her Rabbi of Drachman Zatzal, whose first yahrzeit, she says, was yesterday. We say lo tzach, and so they hate us. B'yamat ha-shoah, ayoma b'simchat Torah, achrei od yom, shamakot v'hishpalut. Chazar Klozenberg Rebbe, ha-admor, misans, chazar le-tzarif, v'sham tafas oto, eza kapo, v'amara. And the dark, awesome, not in a positive way, awesome, in the days of the Shoah, ha-yama, the fearful, terrible days of the Shoah, and Simchat Torah, after another day of beatings, and after a day of degradation, the Klozenberg Rebbe, the Admor Misans, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was celebrating Simchas Torah, if I could say such a thing. And one of the couples caught him, and the couple says to him, Nu Rabbi, Tamshichu l'shir atah b'chartanu, really Rabbi, you're going to continue to sing atah b'chartanu, ahavta otanu, ratzita banu, ramam tanu mikol l'shonot, are you really going to sing that? Eza atah b'chartanu, really, show me, said the couple. God has chosen us. Be'ezem atzav am Yisrael nimtza. Look at the situation we're found in. How could you sing a taber chartanu mikol ha'amim? Ahavta son of Ratzisa banu. What are you saying? Ana lo Rabbi, the great Klozenberger replied, Achshav ashir tamilim biyoter kavana. You know what? I am now going to sing these words with even more kavana. Mazal sha'ata b'chartanu. Sha'acheret hayinu domim lenatzim harashim yamachshma. Because if God had not chosen us, we would be compared to the cursed, the wicked Nazis, Yamachshmam. And so I will continue to sing. Ata b'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Ahavta o son of Ratzisa banavuram tanu mikol ha'shonos. Yes, God has chosen us. He has distinguished us. He has exalted us and raised us over all the nations. Gam anachnu namshich l'shir b'kol gadol taber chartanu. So to us, said Hadas, we will continue to sing in a loud voice. You have chosen us. Ahavto tanu, you love us. Ratzita banu, you desire us. Rim tzarich l'vachor tzad, ani bocheret b'tzad shel atovim. And if I have to choose which side I want to be on, said Hadas, I want to be on the side of good in the world. Ani bocheret b'tzad shel tovim. I choose the side of God. Gam im shonenu madimim b'nafsham sheyuchu lishbar otanu. Even if our enemies believe with their souls that they will be able to break us, hidlaknu lo mizman shmona neirot b'chanukia. Her husband fell shortly after Chanukah. We lit just recently 8 candles on the Chanukia sheyizkru lanu shekadosh baruch hu b'tzad shel tovim. And the Chanukia and the candles remind us God always chooses the side of good. Ein li shum tronia klapecha ribono sha'olam. I have no complaints. I have no questions. I don't wonder about your ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem natan, Hashem lakach, yi shem Hashem b'varach. Hashem gives, Hashem takes. May the name of Hashem be blessed. It's a much longer hesped. She speaks about her husband, her children, her courage, her faith, her husband's Torah life, the way he lived his whole life with Torah and Halacha and Simchas HaChaim, Bin Adam L'Malkum, Bin Adam L'Chaveiro. I'm going to quote the last two lines of the Hesped. Elish, must have been her nickname. Kimat kol laila lefnei sheinu hochim lishon, heinu omrim echad l'sheini toda, shehit chatanta iti. Elish, almost every night before we went to sleep, we said to each other, one to another, thank you for marrying me. Toda shehitchatanta iti. Toda shehitchatanta iti, Alisha. Ani ohevet otcha. Thank you for marrying me. Thank you for marrying me, Alisha. I love you. We say to the world, lo tirtzach, perachav, pasuk gidgimon. So they hate us and they come to kill us, but if they think they destroy us, they'll never destroy us. And so Hadas is left. Her eldest son, their eldest son, will be bar mitzvah this coming Elo. The youngest baby was 10 months at the time her husband fell. But she says, despite the tremendous pain, we must look at this from the perspective of eternity. Hashem says to Moshe, go warn the people. No one should touch the mountain. Many will fall. Unfortunately, tragically, beyond words, I don't know the words. Unfortunately, tragic is not the right word. There are no words. Ein milim vayidom Aaron. Many Shemasu Nafsam HaKadosh Hashem have fallen. And yes, we cry. mourn, we're bewildered. You say Dayenu, Misha Amar Day the Olam Yamar, Day the Tsaratenu. But we know Kosh Baruch is also crying. Kama Shiipa Mehem Afilu Yechidi, Chashuva Fanai Rav. Shibizocha Shinavaser Besurot Torot Bekarav Mamish. Bezrat Hashem Shabbat Shalom La Armenu Vela Artsenu. Kol Tov and thank you to all.